Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. This is October 5th. I can't believe it. Fall is here and that is lovely. I love the changing of the seasons. Now, if you're listening on the other side of the world, it's another season for you. So enjoy that season too. I believe it will be spring. All right, so we're in Genesis 5 in the Message translation, and this is what it says. This is the family tree of the human race. When God created the human race, he made it godlike with a nature akin to God. He created both male and female and blessed them, the whole human race. When Adam was 130 years old, he had a son who was just like him, his very spirit and image, and named him Seth. After the birth of Seth, Adam lived another 800 years, having more sons and daughters. Adam lived a total of 930 years, and he died. When Seth was 105 years old, he had Enosh. After Seth had Enosh, he lived another 807 years, having more sons and daughters. Seth lived a total of 912 years, and he died. When Enosh was 90 years old, he had Kenan. And after he had Kenan, he lived another 815 years, having more sons and daughters. Enosh lived a total of 905 years, and he died. When Kenan was 70 years old, he had Mahalalel. After he had Mahalalel, he lived another 840 years, having more sons and daughters. Kenan lived a total of 910 years, and he died. When Mahalalel was 65 years old, he had Jared. And after he had Jared, he lived another 830 years, having more sons and daughters. Mahalalel lived a total of 895 years, and he died. When Jared was 162 years old, he had Enoch. After he had Enoch, he lived another 800 years, having more sons and daughters. Jared lived a total of 962 years, and he died. When Enoch was 65 years old, he had Methuselah. Enoch walked steadily with God. After he had Methuselah, he lived another 300 years, having more sons and daughters. Enoch lived a total of 365 years. Enoch walked steadily with God. And then one day he was simply gone. God took him. When Methuselah was 187 years old, he had Lamech. And after he had Lamech, he lived another 782 years. Methuselah lived a total of 969 years, and he died. When Lamech was 182 years old, he had a son. He named him Noah, saying, "This one will give us a break from the hard work of farming the ground that God cursed." After Lamech had Noah, he lived another 595 years, having more sons and daughters. Lamech lived a total of 777 years, and he died. When Noah was 500 years old, he had Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, this is so amazing. There's several parts of this passage that really encourage me. The first is about Enoch, that he steadily walked with you, Lord, and then you took him. That's pretty amazing. And Lord, I just want to steadily walk with you. And I pray for those listening today, that they would be steadfast in their devotion to you. Yes, I know, Lord, we have hiccups in our walk with you and we've got U-turns that we make. But Lord, I pray that those U-turns would turn back to you and that we would walk steadily with you today. We're not responsible for thinking all the way down the road necessarily, but just right now in this moment, we can choose you. We can walk with you. Teach us what that means to walk steadily with you. I also just really appreciated how Lamech named Noah and he said, "This one will give us a break from the hard work of farming the ground that God cursed." Yes, he would, because there would be a flood and there would be no more ground for a long period of time. But Lord, I just love the narrative here of the fact that you care for human beings, that they are named and that their lives mattered. And Lord, I thank you for naming my friend who's listening to us, listening to me, not us, there's only one me, listening to me today. Thank you for naming them. Thank you for forming them in their mother's womb. Thank you that you wanted them, even maybe if their parents didn't want them, but you wanted them. Lord, thank you that all of us listening to this podcast today and me speaking it are beloved of you, that we are cherished by you. We are created for a purpose. Lord, help us and open our eyes to the fact that we have a purpose. And when we feel purposeless and hopeless, Lord, I pray that you would bring more peace and more hope and more purpose. Lord, for the person who feels like they're drowning, I pray that you would reach your hand from heaven and pull them out of the pit that they're in and all the worry and the overwhelm, and you would just lift them out of the muck and mire. Lord, I pray that you would help them to see that there is a reason for their lives. And Lord, I pray that they would walk steadily with you. You would speak life into them, that you would be the sustainer of everything that's worrying them right now, and that you would lift their heads. Lord, you are the glory and the lifter of our heads, and we rest in that today. Lord, I know that having my chin lifted by you is one of the greatest things that I've experienced when I'm down and you intercede. So I pray for that same interceding in my friend's life today. I thank you so much for doing that ahead of time. By faith, I trust that you will. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help the podcast, you can go to Patreon. It's Patreon.com/PrayEveryDay. There's several different levels that you can support the podcast at. This helps pay for William, the engineer, and Kristen, who does a lot of the social media for this podcast. And thank you for helping supply for their needs. So thank you so much. And thank you for listening to the show. I am humbled and grateful that you're a listener and that you're spending time in scripture and prayer every day.